And we are back here on WWL. I am Jeff Nowak. I am filling in for Steve Geller. We're going to talk Saints. We're going to talk all that good stuff we heard from Derek Carr and Dennis Allen today. We're getting ready for Saints-Eagles on Sunday. We're talking about a team that people seem excited about right now, and not just the Saints. I mean, the incredible thing about how the Saints have started, and I mean not just Saints fans, the incredible thing about how the Saints have started is they have forced basically everyone to turn around and be like, oh, wait, I guess I was wrong. Or at least like consider the fact that they might be wrong. I want to do kind of a power rankings breakdown or beatdown in this show at some point to go through where the Saints were 2 weeks ago compared to where they are right now. And it's kind of hilarious to watch everyone kind of backtrack without really backtracking. They're kind of like looking at it like, hey, I mean, I'm not willing to say I was wrong yet, but man, can you believe what's happened? And I'm like, yeah, you're talking about this team like a broken down station wagon turned into Ferrari. And it's really not that. It's just that you never bothered to look at the car in the first place to tell me what it was. You were just like, yeah, they agreed with me. We're good. We're good. You have Colin Cowherd out there saying, DA is going to be the first coach fired in the NFL. And, you know, now he's saying, hey, they might be the best team ever. The best one is Kurt Benkert. If you know who Kurt Benkert is, why would you? I mean, there's really no reason to. He was a backup quarterback for a while. He does Madden stuff now, but he likes to have hot takes. And his hot take of the offseason was basically saying, I don't think the Saints are going to win more than two games. Like, and his reasoning was, you got to score to win. And man, you want people to take you seriously as an analyst, and you say the reason the Saints can't win is because they can't score points, and they go out and they drop 40 in their first two games. Man, it's funny. I appreciate it. It's such a great example of the idea that just not a lot of people don't know what they're talking about. But this is probably the fatal flaw of sports analysis in the year of our Lord 2024, where everyone has a platform, is no one's willing to admit that they just don't know. And everyone has to be like, I know what's going to happen, even though I have 0% information about this team. I have not watched a second of their offseason program. I know that this team's going to be bad. I am not willing to even suggest that my take might be, just ill-informed.
There is I'm a big fan of the Rich Eisen show.
Sure.
They have a segment that Chris Brockman, I think co-host Talking Head, he has a segment they do on Mondays called Overreaction. The whole premise is to kind of dole out these hot takes in a setting where the expectations for them are low. These settings are low. They're not to be taken as gospel. And he said a couple weeks before the season started, his hot take, his overreaction, one of his, was that DA would be gone and Rattler would be the starting QB by, like, I think the date he gave out was like Halloween or something like that.
Yeah.
He had an episode this past week, I think on Monday, and he came out the gate. He apologized. Yeah. You could not even imagine the smile on my face. I'll pass it along to you, Jeff, so you can listen to it later. And his new one for the week, he opened his Overreaction Monday with, the Saints are the best team in the NFL right now. And like, you can't, and Rich Eisen was joining him, and he was like, I don't want to argue with, he argued that the stipulation right now is carrying a lot of weight, but he agreed with it, that the Saints are the best team in the NFL right now.
I mean, when you watch what they've done, there's no question. I mean, you look at some of the numbers from around the league, and you're looking at an NFL where scoring is down. It's not like, this isn't like 2014 where you have offense after offense. This is a running league now. Like, this isn't even, I wouldn't even call it a passing league anymore. This is a league where, you know, if you can run the ball and you can execute at the edges of the field, you have a chance. And you can run the play action. And that's what makes it, like, I watch the Saints play. And then I go and I watch basically any other team. And I'm like, oh, wait, they're not scoring on every possession. What is this? You know, like, oh, they have to punt? What's that like? I mean, I watch Matt Hayball over there on the sidelines, and I'm just like, I feel bad for the kid. He's bored. You know, he's like, he starts warming up, and he's like, I guess, I got to stay loose, right? I got to stay limber. I can't just hold for the rest of my life. And that's what makes it remarkable. It's like, okay, how much of this is an overreaction, and how much of this is actually legitimate? And, you know, I was texting a friend of mine. He's a Patriots fan. I grew up a Giants fan, so we have this adversarial relationship when it comes to football. And I texted him before the season, and I said, hey, you know, because he was making fun of the Saints. And I was like, guy, I get why everyone's making fun of the Saints. I really do. But you look at this team, and I still haven't gotten a good explanation as to why they're a bottom five football team other than everyone thinks that. And I see a team with a veteran quarterback. I see a team with a good defense. Not a maybe they're good defense, a demonstrated good defense that added key players. I see a team with playmakers. I see a team with a good coaching staff. And I think that's where kind of the bridge too far was for a lot of people, was admitting that the coaching staff is not the issue for this team. And there was a lot of environmental factors. And you look at it and say, that was a 9-8 football team that we watched last year. So why should I assume that they're going to be bad this year? This is a team that has not won fewer than 7 games in 2 decades. And somehow, this team was universally looked at as a bottom 10 team that was going to pick in the top 5 picks of the draft. No, that's ridiculous. And he texted me back the other day and was like, hey, I guess you were right. And I was like, hey, you know what? You know, like, I don't know if I was just right, but I think they might be a Super Bowl contender right now. And you're early, but at the same time, I grew up watching the Giants. I watched them win 2 Super Bowls, and at no point watching the Giants, at any time, in any 2-game stretch, did I think, man, this is the best team in the NFL. Never. I never thought that to myself in however long it was growing up watching the Giants. And again, they won 2 Super Bowls during that time. So, like, it's, you can't just explain away. One of my favorite tweets that I saw was like, so after the Panthers game, everyone kind of looked and said, hey, this is how teams are supposed to look when they play the Panthers. The Panthers are the worst team in the NFL, right? Like, if you don't look this way against the Panthers, that's a red flag. And then after last week, I'm like, guys, this is just how you're supposed to look when you play the Cowboys. I mean, if you don't look this way against the Cowboys, that's a red flag, right? The other good line that I saw was that the star, the Cowboys logo, isn't actually a logo. It's a rating. It's actually a 1-star rating. Because man, well, we could talk more about this, but that atmosphere was one of the most enjoyable. It was close to what Lambeau would have been last year if they had just won that game. For 3 quarters, the fans at Lambeau were just. You know, they were just staring ahead. They were like, what is going on? I thought this team might be good, and instead we've been shut out through 3 quarters. They were just dumbstruck. They didn't even know what to say. They had Saints fans yelling at them, and they had nothing to say back to them. Now, that obviously turned around, and the fans had a good time in the end. But, man, those Cowboys fans, they spent a lot of money to get into that building for the home opener, and everyone's talking about how they've won 16 games in a row at home. And now the only thing anyone's talking about is how actually – when you really look at it, they've lost their last 2 games in embarrassing fashion in their own stadium to offenses like the Saints and like the Packers that every good team in the NFL seems to run right now. How can you have any confidence whatsoever in that group? I don't know, but tell me if I'm overreacting. Hit us up in the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. I'm Jeff Nowak. I'm going to be here till 8 p.m. We're going to go live on YouTube at some point. I'm going to bring in that audience. We're going to answer some questions from that feed. Let's see if I can keep my technological thumb inclined on the button and not mess that up. I don't have a ton of faith in myself, but we're going to figure it out. But either way, again, Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. I'm curious, what are your record predictions now? Tell me, you know, we never got to the point this offseason that we usually get to where everyone's convinced the Saints are going to win 14 games. So it's fitting that in week 3, I feel like we're going to get some people who think the Saints are going to win 14 games.